Chapter 21. Kryzok stood in the center of the dragon poacher camp, inspecting the carnage. The gnolls were dead. The goblins were dead. But that was not all. One Etin out of three was dead. Another's hand maimed. The two that lived now roamed the woods in the crater, awaiting his call. He picked up the flail of the gnoll leader, eyed it.
"Interesting,"
he said, running his finger over the blood on the metal.
"I can make use of that."
He motioned for one of the Drakus. Its hulking frame made its way over, silently as a cat. He handed the Drakus the flail.
"Keep this. It may have more uses."
Making his way around the camp, Kryzak reenacted the battle in his mind. A roaming ranger. That made him curious. Why would a roaming ranger be with Nath Dragon? It bothered him. Ranger elves he'd just as soon avoid. They were a formidable bunch. Strange and deadly. And he didn't like to take on things he didn't understand. He picked up one of the gnarled crossbows, grunted, and tossed it aside. He took a seat on a log near the extinguished campfire, pulled his hood down, and let the sunlight warm his head. His tattoos sparkled in the bright light. He rubbed the sweat that glistened on his head away with a dark cloth and tucked it back inside his robes.
"It is a great day."
He grabbed his canteen, took a drink, and closed his eyes, bounced his war mace on his heavy shoulders. Ground his teeth a little. Kryzak liked to fight. He was a warrior just as much as a cleric. He hated missing the melee and combat that had occurred over the past couple of days. But he was a planner, too. Strategic, cunning. He'd set a trap. A test. He had to get some idea of what he was dealing with in Nath Dragon and his companions. The encounter with the Etins had told a lot. Nath and his companions were strong, powerful, an efficient team. They trusted one another. It surprised him. He'd figured the Etins a match for them, but he'd been wrong. He smashed his mace into the ground, again and again. It was a big thing, heavy, meant to be wielded by a big man such as himself. He could cave plate armor in with it, bash the locks on heavy doors. He'd killed a giant with a single blow to the head once, and he was itching to use it again.
"Barnabas,"
Kryzak cursed.
"I need a fight."
He would get it too, but not before he was ready. He needed to know more. His spy would have to fill in the details. His spy had earlier filled him in on everything that had happened. The giant-sized dwarf, the magic the part elven wizard used, the female wizard as well, not to mention the arrows and sword that Nath Dragon could wield. Even with the help of Etins and Drakus, Kryzak would be hard-pressed to defeat Nath's party. He'd have to separate them, maybe kill them off in pieces. He grinned.
"I like the way I think."
He clapped his calloused hands and muttered a mystic word. The blackened logs in the pit burst into flames. He liked the fire. It had magic, warmth, and power. It could do good or bad, destroy life or save it. He poured out his canteen into a pool of water on the ground, muttered some mystic words, and watched the water take form. Then the fire. Two tiny elementals, each less than a foot tall, started to battle, like gladiators that hated each other. He laughed, watching them fling tiny balls of fire and water at each other. They locked up, wrestled like minotaurs until they extinguished one another. It made him wonder if evil could truly defeat good. Where would all the excitement be? He rubbed the amulet around his neck. A Drakus came forward, towering over him.
"Do we hunt?"
"No.
not yet. We'll wait until they depart the elven lands, he said.
And then what? Care to let me in?
Kryzok scoffed. The Drakus weren't mindless beings. They were the best dragon hunters he'd ever used. They made typical poachers, gnolls, goblins, and orcs, look like halflings and gnomes. They were fearless, never rattled. And if it weren't for his amulet, he was pretty sure they'd rip him to pieces. Kryzak respected them. He had to make sure they respected him. You heard what the spy said. Now we wait until he reports more. He said, rising to his feet. The pair were almost eye to eye now. He dangled the amulet between his fingers and slung his mace over his shoulder. I want to know what they are after, and I don't want to fool with the elves. Come. The crater made for an interesting hideout, filled with dangerous predators and excellent places for monsters, such as giants, to conceal themselves. Even dragons. For years, poachers had roamed this location, and now Kryzak had taken it over. And no one had challenged him. There was no need now that word was getting out. Another war was coming. Maneuvering through the woods, he came across a hole over a dozen feet wide that led into the ground and formed a tunnel. It was pitch black, but the eyes of the Drakus and the tattoos on his head both gave off a soft glow of light. Damp and cold, 100 steps down the steep incline, he came to a stop. He muttered, "Champin." Torches lit up a large cavern. Inside were many cages, some big enough for an Etin, others small as a cat. Many of them were filled with dragons. 2 more Drakus emerged from the dark corners, followed by something else. A dragon, dark-scaled, bigger than a horse, wingless, with bright yellow cat-like eyes. The feline fury. Its long whiskers touched the floor. He stroked its face. Its purr was like thunder.
Ha ha, my favorite,
Kryzak said. The feline fury had been instrumental in capturing other dragons. It was an excellent hunter. It and the Drakus had become the most effective poachers of all. The captured dragons lay curled up in their cages, eyes closed, unmoving. The biggest was a red-belly dragon. It was male, dark yellow scales on top, dark red on the bottom, a fire breather and hot land dweller. Smelled like sulfur all the time. Not much of a flyer. It would fetch a great price in the market. Its parts, that is. It was too big to keep alive. Too dangerous. The others, most as big as tigers, would make pets or catalysts to magic. The wizards preferred them. They were all fantastic creatures. Beautiful in some cases. Metallic in color, some pastel, others with chameleon-like powers. All in all, the dragons were worth a fortune.
Almost ashamed to put an end to them, he said,
stroking the whiskers of the fury.
Of course, like you, maybe some of them can be turned to our service.